Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, with Chef Anthony Salguero. Papuka. Chef, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well.
Papuka, what's behind the name?
Papuka comes from the Nahuatl, which is the indigenous language that was in El Salvador, and it just means to emit smoke. So for us, like, our flavor and like what we do has a lot of smoke involved. It just made perfect sense for us.
Well, my nose led me here. The open fire, what a great way to cook. We'll
Thank
get
you.
Into the dish that you just prepared, delightful. But first, just walk through the menu when diners come here. Firstly, tell folks where we are exactly and what will they discover when they venture here to Papuka.
Yeah, so we're in Oakland, we're in Old Oakland, right in between Chinatown and downtown Oakland. And we make Salvadorian food, but it's kind of more personal. So I grew up here, so it's California as well. I'm also half Puerto Rican. There's no Puerto Rican food on the menu, but me growing up cooking here plays a big role in how I create food. So it's not super traditional, but it's very authentic to who I am.
The menu is divided into 3 sections. Mm-hmm. Well, is it a 4th section? No, is it a 4th?
I'll talk through the menu.
Yeah.
So we have, I'll give you the spiel we give to all the guests.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first part of the menu here is our appetizers, and it starts from light to heavy. And, you know, we'll have our cold dishes that come off the grill. And then we'll also have, do you want to tell them?
It's okay.
And then we'll also have our pupusas here, and that's kind of the second section, which is still kind of an appetizer, but yeah. Our pupusas is kind of it's like a Salvadorian staple. You get it on the streets, you get it in restaurants, you get it everywhere. Ours are really good. We grind our masa fresh every day, so we nixtamalize, and we have a molino that grinds out amazing masa. And then the third part of the menu here is our large plates, and those are plates that mostly come off the grill, and they're just kind of, you know, playful interpretations of classic dishes, some of them more classic than others. And then we have our savi side plate, which is our rice and beans, which is honestly one of my favorite things here.
Yeah.
And then we have our estilo boboca, which is $8 per person. And it's basically our version of a tasting menu. It comes out family style because that's how we would eat.
Yeah. The best way.
And
right?
It's the best way.
Yeah.
And comes out family style, and we kind of choose our favorite dishes, of the month, and we create a whole experience for the guests.
I love it when I look at a menu and I see things I don't always see. Mm. Don't often see mackerel on the menu.
Yeah, mackerel salpicón. The mackerel's amazing. That's one of those things where it's a cold dish, but we cold smoke it in our wood fire first, and then we cool it and we slice it and then we sear it off. And salpicón is kind of like a protein salad. So like, you know, normally it's made with like shredded beef, and it's kind of like has the components of a ceviche, but it's cooked. And I like to eat it with crackers. This is our version of that. It's just like lightly smoked and still pretty raw, but it's delicious. It's so good.
Hard for you to name your favorite pupusa, but if you were just to have one of the few on the menu, which one would you have?
I like the pupusa de lengua. That's our beef tongue pupusa. We braise the beef tongue overnight. We come in the morning, we peel it, we cool it, we dice it, we take the liquid that we braise it in, we reduce it, and we fold it back into the beef tongue. And we cool it down so it's nice and gelatinous. And then once it goes into the pupusa with the cheese and it warms up again, it starts to melt out a little bit. So it's really juicy and crispy and delicious.
Making my mouth water, chef.
Yeah,
you pick
that's one of
dish,
my favorites.
A must-have on the larger plates here.
Yeah, I think honestly the pollo en chicha, that's been on the menu since the beginning. That's one of the dishes that was really special to me when I first had it in El Salvador. And normally it's done with gallo, which is like rooster. Mm-hmm. We don't have roosters around here, so we definitely use local chickens.
The day is young, chef.
I know, we can raise them. Who knows? We make the pollo en chicha. It has a lot of spices, relajo, which is a Salvadorian spice mix. It has like chocolate and fermented pineapple in it, and roasted stock, and just a lot of aromatics and flavors. Yeah. And it cooks down, and it's very rich and delicious.
You had to have had some good teachers along the way. Who was your biggest teacher? Was someone in the family cooking? Was there someone you grew up with who was teaching you about cuisine that stirred up that fire in your belly?
Yeah, I think my biggest teach, that's a really good question. I feel like I have a lot of teachers. Mm-hmm. I get inspiration from food I've had growing up. I get inspiration from chefs that I've worked with in the past, from cooks that I've worked with to get in the past. From food I eat here in the Bay
Area. Drop a couple of names. What chefs have been a big influence on you?
Drop some names. That's a tricky one. There was...
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I want to drop names.
You don't have to, chef. You absolutely do.
Well, I can drop some names. So we got... there was a chef in Saratoga named Peter Armelino, and he taught me the fundamentals of cooking.
Plume Torres,
yeah.
One of the great restaurants, and I love chef, and what an incredible mentor he's been to so many. If you could do a family tree, the Plume Torres tree, and see who went through that kitchen, went on to do their own things, mm-hmm. That tree's a big tree.
It's a big tree.
Beautiful tree.
Yeah. I love that restaurant.
The open fire here, my gosh, it brings so much flavor, so much to so many of your dishes. What do you love most about cooking with it?
The open fire, I think I love the way it feels so relaxed. It makes things feel a little more raw. It smells amazing. The sound of the fire, and it just it brings a lot of people together. I think when people see fire, they think of barbecues, and they think of community, they think of friends and family. So I think anytime that there's a fire in a restaurant, it just kind of brings that memory back to you. You know, growing up, family barbecues and so on.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This dish right here before us, what the garden grows, and my gosh, what the market offers, all ended up here in this dish. Talk us through it, Chef.
Yeah, so this is Veranita Loco. This is... there's a street corn in El Salvador called Elote Loco. Traditionally, it's like got some mayonnaise and cheese on it, and it's got mustard and ketchup on it, and it's honestly delicious. It works out in the salsa negra, which is a big part of it, and it's so delicious. I wanted to do a version of that, but I tend to do it with vegetables that grow here locally, and with whatever's in season to showcase, you know, all the great stuff that we have here in California.
And on the menu, this dish, the title of which would be?
This would be Veranita Loco, which is Crazy Spring. It's definitely different from the original Elote Loco. It has salsa negra. We make our own Worcestershire and we cook it down until it's nice and syrupy. It's got a lot of umami. We do our house-made mustard, which is also delicious. And we do a little bit of annatto oil and some queso duro Salvadorian cheese that's a little bit aged and it's kind of funky and delicious. And we're using dragon tongue beans, which we get here at the Friday Farmers Market right in front of our door. And we got a local asparagus and spring onions. Mm. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be sad because we're almost done with spring, so this is going
to
leave soon.
Well, I'm itching to have a bite here. Last few questions I have to ask you, Chef. I love that the farmer's market is right here Fridays on your doorstep.
Yeah.
It, pop out the door, do your lap around the market, and bring it in and cook it for your guests here.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely to have that. The fact that this exists here in Old Town, Oakland, really? The old section, what do they call it here, this neighborhood?
This is Old Oakland.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What does it mean for you, Chef, to be here in this community, in Oakland, at this time? Where do you feel you are in the city, and how's it feel to be here in this neighborhood?
This neighborhood feels great. It feels like kind of the center of a lot. There's a lot going on. We have Chinatown. We're touching Chinatown. We're touching downtown. We're really close to Uptown. And there's just a lot of good people and good businesses and, you know, a lot of great bars and community nearby. I think the farmers market Fridays are like one of my favorite days because I come early in the morning. I know all the farmers now. They'll hold stuff for me. And like I'll bring them out like fried chicken if we're prepping it that day, and it's always like a really good time. And I feel like it's kind of underrated as well, this farmers market, compared to others. But it's got like some really good gems that you can't really find at other markets. And that's always exciting to try new ingredients.
Did you mention fried chicken?
I did. We have a fried chicken dish on the menu. It's called Pollo Campero. It's like in El Salvador, there's a chain restaurant called Pollo Campero. And it actually started in Guatemala, but it blew up really in El Salvador. Yeah. And it's delicious fried chicken. We do our version, which is nothing like theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But I like paying homage to like the cultural like idea of Pollo Campero.
Yeah.
Whenever you're traveling back and forth from El Salvador, you always want to stop at Pollo Campero and get some, bring it on the plane. It's always the best.
Now I want to go.
Yeah, it's great.
Chef, a real joy spending time with you. I'll let you have the last word for those who've never been here to Popoca here in Oakland. Why should they come?
I think you should come to Popoca because it's something different. It's personal. Our staff and like the people who work here and what we make here is so different from anything you've had before because it is very personal. So it just creates for a different experience. You can kind of see how we like to do things. We don't stay too super traditional. You know, we like to have a good time and we make really good food and we love our people. So,
well, I know you love your people and I can taste it. I just had one bite of this dish. It's love. It's heart. And also, I know you have a sense of pride in your cooking.
Thank you.
You know, I can taste it. What a treat. I have to wrap up by saying, I love Oakland. I love coming over here. I've had the best meals of my life here. This dish is, my gosh, literally one bite, folks. Wherever you are in the Bay Area, get on BART, get in your car, get in a bus, get in a scooter, whatever. Run here and have this dish. One more time, the name of the dish, and who wants to screw it up is?
Veranita Loca.
My gosh. Crazy spring.
Thank you.
Chef Anthony, thank you so very, very much.
Oh my gosh, I've been calling it the wrong thing the whole time.
It's okay. It's okay, we can...
Veranita is our cocktail. It's a summer. Primavera.
Primavera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we fix that? Or is that
no, it's we're going, but yeah.
Later.
So this dish, Primavera, which means...
Primavera means spring, so it's crazy spring.
Yeah.
Primavera loca.
Primavera. Your Spanish is a lot better than mine.
Okay, so. Wait, try it again.
Yeah, Primavera.
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay?
Great. Yeah, Primavera.
Right?
Yeah.
You're a special chef.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And you're making really special food here in Oakland.
Thank you.
Friends, come one, come all. More on the Popoca story at kcusradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. This is all mine, yes?
Yes, all yours.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.